Get Up with Ned and Josh on Hit 104.7. Got to put my
hands up in the air. And Ned, some pretty exciting news regarding the ACT coming out this morning. The most Instagram geotagged location in Canberra. Now, the good news is, well, actually, it's not even Canberra, it's the ACT. So, probably...
everywhere.
Total predictability, it is in Canberra. But the point is, it is meant to be for the whole ACT. Every single state had their most geotagged location announced. New South Wales, Victoria, they all made the list.
Yep.
We've got our own. Pretty excited to tell you what it is. Instagram have said the one for 2017 is a man-made object. And, of course, it's going to come into absolutely no surprise category for anyone. It's the owl in Belconnen.
The owl in Belconnen?
No, it's not. It's like Billy Griffin.
There's no way it's that owl.
Man-made Lake Burley Griffin has come out as the most Instagram-worthy location in the ACT. That's what I'm reading straight out of this article today. Very exciting stuff. Honestly... seeing a lot of photos that they've put in with this article as well, looking fantastic. There's one of a dog looking out at the lake. It's great. I mean, this is fantastic.
A lot of people going for runs around Lake Burley Griffin, so I feel like that's when you get a lot of your geotags. When people are going like, oh, I got up at 5 and I'm going for my run. Wealthy Beth does it actually quite often.
Yeah, right. I haven't seen Wealthy Beth do it yet, but I'll take your advice for it because she is a fitness fanatic. I like to see the ones with people that don't really have any context to the photo, just a photo of the lake. Yep. Could be any lake, but they've geotagged it, Lake Billy Griffin. I appreciate that. I would like to see something here, right? Maybe next year we just pick a random thing, something that makes absolutely no sense.
Just like a random tree.
And we all just go and take photos of it and geotag it and really confuse the people on Instagram.
Really freak them out. Just say, what's going on in the ACT?
I say we all go to a place in Holt, we all pick a tree, and we all just start Instagramming that.
Just the tree.
Just a random tree in the suburb of Holt. We go down there today.
Yep.
Get a start on it. We'll pick the tree.
Yeah.
And then from that point forward, everyone just goes and geotags themselves there.
Okay.
Let's get Lake Burley Griffin off this list. It's a man-made lake.
Yeah.
Let's take it back to nature.
Let's give it to a tree.
With a weird random tree in Holt. That's what I'm looking for right now. I think that's fair. For 2018, the most geotagged location in Canberra.
Yeah.
Odd tree in Holt.
104.7's Ned and Josh. The best radio show featuring two guys named Ned and Josh. Probably.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
Ned, you've got a brand new car.
I do.
Brand new, I mean, it's a 2003 Toyota Camry.
But, oh boy, does it run like it's new. I love it. I love it so very much.
I got to drive it yesterday. You were so very generous to let me take it home when I left a gathering a little bit early. And it was a dream to drive. I got to be honest, you've done very well.
I've picked up a good one.
You have indeed. I would say you're kind of doing some questionable stuff with it, though, and I would like to talk to you about it right now.
Well, I'm very curious to find out what I've been doing that's questionable.
You're filling it with crap.
What?
You are filling it with garbage, and I am very, very confused.
What garbage are you talking about? There's no trash in there.
You've got an air freshener, a novelty air freshener. You've got a little mobile phone holder. You've got all sorts of little ornaments that are starting to appear here and there in the car.
Yeah.
You think you're driving a combi van? Because you're not. You're driving a 2003 Toyota Camry.
I'll tell you
nothing wrong with it. High performance vehicle, but at the same time, it's not like a hippie mobile for a surfy dude.
I'll tell you what I'm driving. I'm driving a friend. And so I'm trying to give this car as much personality as I can possibly do. And so when I put my ornaments in there or soak what you're calling trash.
I said crap.
Yeah,
crap was the actual word I used.
I'm not going to say that because I can honestly see my little car out the window in the studio here and it looks sad that it's been talked about this way. I think it's all adding personality to it. And I think that you need a layoff, especially if you want to perchance be able to have the gift of driving it every now and again.
So I don't need to do that. I've got my own car that is a high-performance machine. It's a 2005 Holden Commodore. And when it gets here, off the car transporter truck, you'll see a machine with absolutely no crap inside it. It is a machine. It's a tool to use to go from point A to point B.
Yep.
It's not a Pixar character that needs its own personality.
Well, okay, so you used to drive me around because I only just got my license. So for about 5 years, you would drive me around. While my car might be full of like ornaments and like those lucky cats that do the wave thing, your car is actually filled with rubbish, takeaway wrappers, pretty much anything that you've managed to acquire, like a hoarder.
Yeah, okay. Interesting note there, Canberra, if you were listening, Ned said I used to drive him around a lot.
Mm.
I'd agree. During that period, my calf was full with trash.
It is trash.
You, sir.
Get up with Ned and Josh on Hit 104.7.
Tim, we are talking about the worst pool injuries you've ever had or ever seen.
That's right. We went around to newsreader Kat's house yesterday, who has a pool, and everyone decided to backflip off a waterfall feature next to her pool, which, I mean, should have ended in disaster, but pretty much everyone got off scot-free, other than you.
It's ended in some deep tissue injuries for me, yeah. So that's fine.
You tried to jump through a hoop. And just
did not work.
Did not work.
Siegfried and Roy's tiger.
Yeah.
I am not. That is. Also didn't maul anyone. So that was, you know, good day at the pool, to be honest.
Yeah.
Look, we've put this up on Facebook. You can take a look right now on the Hit 104.7 Facebook page. A couple of people saying someone saw a nipple ring get ripped off somebody. That's, yeah, that's pretty full on. And a kid jumped on top of someone else and landed on them.
That's a common one.
That's a pretty common injury that you'd see at the pool. 131060 is the number to call. We've got Brad on the line from Belconnen. Now, Brad, what is the worst injury you've seen at the pool?
It was actually me, guys.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
I was at my brother's mate's house, and I was doing front flips into the pool, as you do. And he goes, "How about you jump off the Colourbond fence into the pool?"
Okay.
And I kind of went to do my launch, and the Colourbond fence slipped into the ground. And I've not missed the pool, but I scratched the absolute hell out of my back.
Did the Colourbond go into you, or did you just scratch yourself on the ground?
When I went to jump off the fence and do the front flip, the actual fence gave way.
Oh.
I slid. I'm off the corner of the pool. I've just scratched my whole back up.
Yeah, right.
Wow. Brad, that's horrible. At least you didn't land on the Colourbond, because that can actually, I think that could really do some damage.
Yeah. Brad, when you're in the pool, did anyone say, "Well, you're going to have to pay for the fence now"? Did anyone add insult to injury?
We kind of just bundied it, to be honest.
Got to be honest, that's just giving everybody an insight into who Ned is. Oh, cool, you've broken your leg? Yeah, but someone's going to have to pay for that fence.
Just included in your medical costs.
Yeah, just put it up there. Colourbond replacement. Yeah. That's what we're going to need. We've got Crystal on the line from Gungahlin. Now, Crystal, did you see someone get injured, or was it you?
It was me. It was probably my first decent injury. I was trying to do a backflip into my uncle's pool, and being a gymnast and really flexible, my back just bends in half.
Right.
I've over-rotated and hit my head back on the edge of the pool.
That's concussion city. Were you okay? Did you have to go to hospital or anything?
Yeah, I had to go to hospital and I had to have stitches, but I refused to get stitches because I don't like needles.
Okay.
So you've
still got a gaping wound in your head? Is that what's happening?
Just tending to it.
Yeah, no, we just put a Band-Aid on.
Oh. I'm not a doctor, but when they say stitches are required, I don't think, just a Band-Aid is the answer to that question.
Get up with Ned and Josh on Hit 104.7.
Josh, I have seen a news story that's left me kind of confused. Actually, very, very confused. It involves the National Rock Garden in Yarralumla. They've had a crime happen there that happened back in 2014, and there's a news story coming out today pretty much just saying that they still don't really know what happened. The crime is theft.
Mm.
A heist was pulled off at the National Rock Garden, and what's happened is a couple of people, I'm assuming, have stolen a one-ton rock from the actual National Rock Garden.
Could just be one very strong person.
You think so?
Maybe.
Maybe from a circus. One strong man just came and took a one-ton rock.
Did you just accuse the people from the circus of stealing the rock?
Well, no, I don't think they were here. They weren't here when it happened.
They absolutely
weren't here. It was back in 2014. So it wasn't the circus, but they're saying that they don't know what happened. They really don't know how it happened. The guy just came back. I think it happened on a weekend. The guy came back and saw there was tire tracks and stuff and went, oh, cool, so they must have moved it on a truck.
Mm.
It's a one-ton rock that these thieves, everyone's speculating that they stole it because there's there's gold in it. A very, very, very little amount of gold, though.
Yes.
The guys that are there are saying that at best, they would have gotten probably hundreds of dollars for it.
Okay. Well, look, there's gold in lots of things. Your phone's got gold in it.
Exactly.
So there's lots and lots of things out there that have gold in it. Mm. I just would have thought, and this is just my logic, admittedly, I've never pulled off a heist, so maybe I just don't understand how it all works, but if there was a rock
that
was one ton
that
had a solid amount of gold in it,
mm.
wouldn't they have smashed that rock up by now to get the gold out of it?
You'd think so, but also...
It's not just going to be sitting in the rock garden like, also, this is our one-ton rock that's worth $380 million. Yeah. We just leave this here. Yeah.
Like, it's open probably, for everyone.
It's probably safe to say it's not got a lot of valuable gold in it if it's just left in a garden. Yeah.
Well, in this police report, they're saying that it would have taken at least a light truck and a small crane to get this one-ton rock out of the garden. How did no one see them? How did no one see, first of all, a light truck and a small crane drive into the garden, take this rock, and then, assumingly, because it's in Yarralumla, they would have to have driven around the streets for a little bit with a one-ton rock on the back of a small truck with a small crane.
Here's what I'll say to you right now.
Yeah.
Would you even look sideways at somebody carting a rock around on a ute?
I'd have questions. I'd at least take note of that.
You and I are different people, sir.
So I'd see a one-ton rock and go, yeah, it's by the books.
Just doing a pretty ballsy DIY operation. I reckon then. Maybe turning it into some kind of ornament in their garden. Yeah. Lovely. Love it. Wouldn't ask any questions.
The centrepiece for the new upcoming season of The Block.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's. I wouldn't ask any questions. That technically makes me an accomplice. I had nothing to do with this.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh.
Josh, what a night we had last night. We went to Infamous the Circus, which was absolutely amazing. If you haven't been, please go and see it. It's actually an incredible circus. I am not one that usually goes to circuses. I'm scared of clowns. But Infamous is by far the best circus I've ever seen.
Yeah, right. That's. I mean, I would concur. I would say it's absolutely incredible. It's very different to a traditional circus. It's
absolutely.
An adult cabaret. It's more like a theatre show with circus-type acts.
Yeah. So you and I went along yesterday, not so much to enjoy the show. Well, I mean, that's where I went. But at the moment, we are currently in a promotional bonanza.
It means we're not allowed to say no to any major stunt opportunity that comes our way that is taking place in front of people.
Absolutely.
Producer Maddie kind of cornered us into this when asked how we were going to promote the show. We said we'd leave it up to him.
Yep.
This is what he came up with.
Yep. We were going to go down to the Infamous Circus and you were going to get into the Wheel of Death.
The Wheel of Death is how you should have said that then, and you didn't. So, I mean, missed opportunity. But yes, yeah. I was going to get into the Wheel of Death. I got into the Wheel of Death.
That much we can confirm. You actually did get in it.
In front of a live studio audience, I got into the Wheel of Death.
Yeah. I'm not going to say whether or not I was proud just yet. I'd rather play back what happened and then people can hear for themselves. Then I'll reveal whether or not I was proud of you.
Okay, well, let's be very clear. This audio that you're about to hear has been heavily edited and it went for so much longer than this. Oh, I was up there for minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
You're actually up there from when I got up to when we sat back down in our seats. It was 4.5 minutes.
I was in the wheel for a good 20 minutes.
You were in there for barely two.
You could have watched an episode of Family Guy the amount of time I was in that wheel. Have a listen to what happened when I stepped into the Wheel of Death.
Mate, are you feeling nervous?
Mate, I don't think there's a word to describe how nervous I'm feeling right now that I can... Actually, it's over 18, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm bricks. That's what I'm doing right now.
That's enough of that.
Any liquid coming down from the... That's sweat. I'm very warm.
That's the worst thing I think I've ever heard.
All right. The time has come, mate. In you get... Can we get a round of applause for Josh?
I've forgotten which way it goes.
Set.
Walk forward.
Go. We probably shouldn't be figuring out.
No!
You're fine, mate. What are you doing?
Oh, no!
Merrick, I reckon we speed it up a little bit, mate.
Shut up,
Let's
Ned!
Go a bit faster. The people want to see the show. Go.
It's too fast, Neil.
It's too fast.
That's three. Let's speed it up.
Go.
And that's four! I can't believe he's done it! You've done it! He's done it! He's a miracle! I can't believe he's done it!
There it is. That was me in the Wheel of Death. Yes. I'd like it to be very clear that the kissing noise you can hear is not me kissing Ned, it's me kissing the ground as I came out of the Wheel of Death. Still probably both equally unhygienic.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. I was very, very proud of you. I was. I can't believe you actually got up there in front of the studio audience. It was very, very impressive.
I said studio audience as a joke. I think they just call it an audience.
I don't think there was a studio involved, but it was just the audience. I don't think you remember this because you seem very flustered, but I recorded you straight afterwards. We went straight out the back to have a little bit of a debrief. I got some audio of you post Wheel of Death that barely makes sense because I think your brain was catching up with what your body had just done.
It was a bit of an adrenaline rush. I've kind of forgotten what this audio is, so I'm just going to press play with a lot of nerves currently coursing through my body.
All right, mate, you've conquered the wheel of death. Thoughts? I don't have a lot of thoughts, a lot of cognitive ability. Is that the wheel of death falling over?
You're out of the wheel of death. It can't hurt you anymore.
I can't think properly at the moment, Ned. This is the scariest I've ever been.
Yeah, you really are. Are you okay? You're sweating a lot.
I'm sweating profusely.
I can confirm. It was the scariest I've ever been.
You sounded very scaredy.
I was very scaredy. And I will tell you what, you can go and check out Infamous, the Adult Cabaret Circus. For yourself, it's right near Costco. Thank you very much to the crew for having me down there. Merrick, who is the guy in the Wheel of Death with me, really looked after me.
Yep.
I think he had to wear a weight jacket to balance my fat out compared to his lack of fat.
I don't think he's got a single ounce of fat on his
Not
body.
At all, but I very much do. And I think he had to wear like a diving weight jacket to bounce it out. All right, well, that's it. Finally, enough of the Wheel of Death. And the bonanza continues. Producer Maddie and I have organized your challenge.
Mm.
All will be revealed tomorrow.
I'm nervous.
It's
I am quite nervous.
It's so much worse than the Wheel of Death as well.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh. Like a fine wine, this show will get better with time. Also like a fine wine, they'll need about 30 years.
John Little, your workers' compensation lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
Look, we are right now in the middle of a game we call What You Get Up To.
Yep.
It's the way we check in with you, Canberra, as to what you got up to over the weekend just gone. There is a hat in this studio that we call the Hat of Destiny.
That's correct.
In it are a bunch of activities. We'll draw one out each, then we'll go to 131060. The person who calls will be the call of destiny.
Mm.
They will tell us one of the activities you or I picked out, therefore giving the person who picked the corresponding activity the win. Then that person will get a point.
Mm-hmm.
The first to five gets to give the other person the dare of destiny.
So far, the
scores... A lot of destiny going on in the studio this
morning. A whole lot of destiny. The scores so far are one to me, zero to you.
Mm.
You want to even the scores today, I reckon.
I have a good feeling that's going to happen.
Me too. You've got a very easy task.
I drew out the activity, and keep in mind this has to have been done over the last 48 hours, over the weekend. I drew out the activity of having had a bath.
Yes, which is very common, especially for a Sunday night. A lot of people relax with a bath. I picked out of the Hat of Destiny... Have you bought a keyboard over the last week, over the weekend?
Does not speculate whether it's a computer keyboard or a musical keyboard.
I'll take a guitar at this point.
Well, you can't because it's keyboard.
If you bought a guitar, congratulations. Well done. You're living the best life.
What that translated to is I'll cheat at this point.
Yeah.
Has to be a keyboard, okay? Okay, here we go. The call of destiny this morning is Christy from Palmerston. She's on the phone right now. How's it going, Christy?
Good. How about you?
Yeah, not too
bad.
Thank you.
Very well, thanks, Christy.
Now, did you have, without telling us what you got up to, a good weekend?
I did, mate.
Oh, an eventful one?
Very relaxing.
Oh, okay.
Wonderful.
Got my head on.
Wow. Nice. You could, I mean, I don't want to play into your favour, but you could relax after getting your hair done with a bath.
Mm.
Pamper yourself.
Definitely.
I have a feeling we're about to hear that. But without jumping the gun too much, right now it is time for us to ask Christy, small talk's over. What'd you get up to over the weekend?
I got my hair done.
You got your hair done? Well, what? No, but what was the...
Out of the two activities.
Out of the two activities.
Oh, two activities? I played soccer.
And also?
I had a bath.
No! Damn it!
I was terrified that Christy completely forgot how the game works for a second there. But yes!
Dear,
that is a point to me.
I mean, I don't know why I'm surprised. Of course not.
That is fantastic. Was it a bath after getting your hair done? Was it all part of a relaxation campaign? Christy, you there? Was it all part of relaxing in one go? Did you have the bath after you got your hair done?
Yeah. Bath bomb 100%. As well.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, well, there, Christy is the call of destiny giving me the point this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So it is now what?
One all.
The plot thickens. Next week, we'll do it again.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh.
Ned, on Friday, I saw so many people doing Christmas parties. I was in the city doing a bit of a drive around, and I saw literally, I'm going to say dozens of people who clearly were coming from their workplace into a bit of the Christmas spirit. There were people dressed up in Christmas costumes, but obviously a few of these Christmas parties had gone with just, I'm going to say, generic dress up. type options. Ours is this Friday. We've got what? Heroes and Villains. That's what's coming up on Friday. I think maybe another workplace did a very similar thing because I saw Wonder Woman.
Yep.
I saw Batman. I saw Superman.
All hanging out. The Justice League.
I also saw Thor. Kind of a bit of a crossover there. That's fine.
Blockbusters the movies at the moment.
I have been accused on this show routinely for the last week of being a Grinch. And I would just like to suggest one thing. This, what I'm about to say, is not Grinchy because it doesn't really relate to Christmas specifically.
I'll be the judge of whether or not you're acting like a Grinch.
I think with kids getting picked up after school on Friday, like young kids, because when I was really little, Christmas was one day.
Yeah.
And in fact, it was probably 3 days. It was Christmas Eve, Christmas, and then Boxing Day. And that was the period that you celebrated Christmas. So I think really little kids don't understand the concept of a work Christmas party, whereas you're hanging out with work people, you want to spend Christmas with your family, so you do the work thing a couple of weeks earlier.
Oh, of course.
Kids would have been super duper confused as to why Wonder Woman, Batman, Thor, and also Captain America were walking around the CBD on Friday afternoon.
It would have been fantastic for kids, I reckon.
It would have been confusing.
It's like going to Disneyland.
Buddy in the City. And Captain America's kind of stumbling a little bit. Like, that's what it was. And it really, really could be quite concerning for the children. I don't think they get it. They don't understand. Santa has reindeer, not miscellaneous superheroes.
That is true.
Imagine if Santa had superheroes with him at all times. That would be pretty incredible.
Would you think Captain America could pull the sleigh?
I don't think he could. No, you need the reindeer. He could sit in it. There's no
Captain
doubt about
America.
That.
Captain America.
Yeah, he could sit there, hand out some presents, probably do it really, really quick. Yeah. He moves really fast. Honestly, I just do not understand how you would have explained that as a parent to your kids, that basically superheroes were wandering the streets on Friday afternoon.
So are you saying this is good or bad?
Dad.
Okay.
Bad because it's confusing to kids. That's what I'm going to say.
I'm going to say you're a Grinch.
I'm not a Grinch.
But a logical Grinch.
A logical Grinch. Okay.
You brought reason to the table.
Nothing says Christmas about Thor. There's nothing Christmassy about Thor. Maybe when he has the beard, but that's about it.
104.7's Ned and Josh. One is taller than the other. The shorter one doesn't want to be named. The taller one is Josh.
If you've been injured at work, act now. Visit mej.com.au.
Ned, I've known you for a long time.
Yes.
And you do not mind yourself.
That's not true at all.
I have known you to any time there's a reflective service whatsoever, be basically giving yourself constant glances, be adjusting your hair. I've seen all of this in my life, throughout day-to-day life. I've spent a lot of time with you over the last few years, and it's a parrot-like affliction. You do, anytime there's a reflective surface, your eyes lock with you.
I mean, it's personal grooming. I would highly recommend it to yourself. And
I just put enough stuff in my hair that it just stays.
You just cement your hair down.
I don't have to adjust it again. It just stays.
A lot of structure to it.
But I did say before we got into this that this job sometimes will let your ego run away with you.
Yeah.
You've had it pretty in check for the entire time we've been on the radio so far. Have noticed it starting to run away. Much like a little puppy on one of those retractable leads, you've got the full 5 metres and you're at about 4.5 metres at the moment.
No.
What I saw on the weekend probably would put you into the five-metre mark on this retractable lead of egomania.
What was it? What do you think has absolutely put me to the 5 metres?
The crew at the Canberra Weekly were nice enough to do an awesome article in this week's edition about us starting on the radio here in Canberra. Very much appreciated. You can pick it up all across Canberra. Free publication. They do great work.
Yep.
And they've given us a little bit of an interview.
Yes.
And they've turned that into a story. I caught you walking through Canberra Centre reading this yourself. You were actually in public reading this week's Canberra Weekly article. Not for the great section of real estate because we're looking for a home or not about any of the other community articles, but the article about yourself. You were looking at a picture of yourself and reading the article about yourself in public.
I was just making sure that the interview we gave as a show, mind you, was translated in the same kind of just the same kind of atmosphere that it was given.
That on behalf of the show excuse is getting thrown around a lot lately. It was for you. You went and had a look at this newspaper. it's not a newspaper, it's a magazine. This article for yourself.
Yep.
You went and sussed it. You got across it. You enjoyed seeing yourself in print.
I Nothing. I have nothing to add.
There is video proof of this. You can go to the Hit 104.7 Canberra Instagram page now. It's our newest story. Just cop an eyeful of Ned loving himself sick, reading the article. I managed to... You were that entrenched in this that I managed to film it without you realising until it was too late.
I thought you were going to do something funny, but you've just filmed me reading an article
of
myself.
I could not believe what I was seeing. I couldn't believe it.
I'd appreciate it if it was just like a pamphlet because it would have made a lot less obvious that I was just reading it.
You can go and check it out for yourself right now. Hit 104.7. I can't believe it. Canberra on Instagram. Go and take a look for yourself. Just Ned enjoying his own work immensely. I love the fact that you essentially have no defense for this.
I really don't. Gotta say, very well written, by the way, Denham.
Fantastic article. Denham wrote it. Did a great job. Thank you very much for that, Canberra Weekly. It's absolutely great. Shall we call it?
Yes, let's call it.
That is the end of this morning's show. We are going to be back tomorrow from 6 a.m. We'll speak to you then, Canberra. Have a fantastic Monday. Wealthy Beth is up next with hits and old school for your work day. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Hit 104.7's Ned and Josh.